Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Human Rights Demand. This show is called Release the Innocent. You know, Frederick Douglass was a 19th century abolitionist, and he said that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will. This is Mary Neal, Director of the Human Rights for Prisoners March, and we have a situation to bring to you now. This is the wrongful arrest of Shannon Nairobi. The wrongful arrest of Shannon Nairobi. If you're not familiar with the case, you can look it up online. Just Google Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Nairobi, N-Y-A-M-O-D-I, and you will read the background of this case. In a nutshell, this is the wrongful arrest of a black youth. At age 18, a recent high school graduate was visiting friends. He was in Franklin County, North Carolina, when a woman who was in trouble ran out of the house across the street from Shannon and was collapsing to the sidewalk. She was screaming for help. Shannon ran to her aid, and the woman was bleeding. He called 911 for her. Police came. He flagged them down and the ambulance, and this woman had been shot in her head. She said, even at the scene, "My daughter is responsible. My daughter is responsible." Shannon gave a statement later that day, and he was very surprised when sometime later, I don't know if it was the next day or what have you, but we have his mother, Elizabeth Crudup, C-R-U-D-U-P, on the phone, and she will be able to fill in the gaps. But the police arrested Shannon for the shooting, and Shannon was the good Samaritan in this case. Even the victim of the gunshot wound said Shannon was not who was responsible. They have arrested Shannon, we feel, because he was the only black youth around. He was the only black man around. Therefore, he was arrested for shooting a woman who he actually helped. Since then, he has been incarcerated in Franklin County, North Carolina jail for this crime, which he did not do. He has not been given a trial. He has been kept for over a year and a half without being given a trial. His bond is excessive, $500,000 for an innocent youth with no criminal background. You might say, why don't they get an attorney who would motion for a reduced bond? Why don't they get an attorney who would motion for a speedy trial? They have an attorney, ladies and gentlemen, that they paid out a king's ransom to defend Shannon Nairobi. As a matter of fact, the family depleted its entire savings to pay for this attorney. But this mother found that this attorney is the culprit. He is the one working against them. Hello, Miss Elizabeth Crudup. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. And I thank you again for continuing to bring to light Shannon's situation.
Well, absolutely. His situation is something that we all are touched by. As a matter of fact, you might know that another young man was recently released from 4 1/2 years incarceration without a trial. So we cannot let that happen to Shannon.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Shannon has been in jail since August 16th of 2012. He was arrested later on that same day. That crime occurred at around 2:46 a.m., and Shannon was arrested at 3 that afternoon. He was taken in by the deputy sheriff. He continues to be in solitary confinement. He has been in solitary confinement now for over a year, over 12 months. I think he's only been out in general population for maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time. They're really working on his mental state. They're working on his morale. They're browbeating him mentally. They had held him incommunicado, complete incommunicado, until yesterday night we received a phone call from Shannon. Well, it was the day before yesterday. We received a quick phone call the day before yesterday, and we received a much longer phone call from Shannon yesterday. We were so grateful to hear from him, and he says, yes, he still sits in a cell by himself all day, and he just wanted to talk to somebody, you know. He just wanted to vent, and that's what we gave him space to do. We were so eager to push down all these things about, you know, the case and what's going on, but all that young man wanted to do was talk like he was at home again, you know, just, you know, mess around and make jokes with his sister, you know. He just wanted to act like a normal human being for once and not, you know, a prisoner or an inmate in a cell somewhere. And we are glad that he had that opportunity to do that yesterday and look forward to hopefully hearing again from him today.
Well, that is marvelous. You know, it was only recently that you discovered that his attorney, you always felt like his attorney was working against him because his attorney had let Shannon sit in that cell, and he had not motioned for a speedy trial. He had not motioned for a bond reduction. He was letting month after month go by, and it turned into a year, and now the clock is nearing another year, and it doesn't seem like his attorney was bothered about Shannon at all until you came on our radio shows last fall. And when you came on our radio shows last fall, you told us that after that, they put Shannon in solitary. But was he in solitary before even that, before you came on the radio shows?
It is my understanding that Shannon had been in solitary before that. When his case was taken out of the docket in February of 2013, I think he stayed out of solitary maybe for a month, maybe, and they put him back in solitary. When they first arrested him, he was put in solitary. You know, he has been in every single pod in there, but they put him in solitary now as a permanent place for him. He has not done, he has no infractions in the jailhouse or anything. They're just calling it an administrative move, and that's where he is. They had said before they would tell me it was for his own safety. Now they don't even bother to lie anymore. They just say they just put him there, you know. And
it isn't that he misbehaved. It isn't that solitary is being used as a punitive measure. It's that they want to, it seems to you, that they want to break him down and make him accept a plea deal on this crime that he did not do, and that even the witness said, even the victim said he did not do. They want to avoid arresting or investigating the case to see who really shot this woman. And they have a black youth, and they want to actually force him into signing a guilty statement for something he did not do with his trial denied. Is that the way you summarize it?
That's the way it is. That's exactly how I would summarize it. They're really trying to make him take a plea deal. My son has said he didn't even know what had happened to this woman. He found out about what happened to her after they'd arrested her. That's how much he was removed from the situation, you know. I knew more about what happened to this lady than he did, but he was sitting there accused for the crime. It is unfortunate that the actual suspects, people who have been identified by witnesses, et cetera, the actual suspect who actually fired that gun is a white male. But instead of the law enforcement doing the right thing and letting go of my son, because there's no way you could ever mistake my son for a white anything. He's an extremely dark young man. They will not let my son go, and they will not investigate what witnesses have pointed out as the actual perpetrator of this crime. So Shannon is stuck in limbo. But what's even worse is that the attorney of record is working with the prosecution against my son. He's working with the prosecution.
Give us your attorney's name.
His name is
Maitri.
Okay, the first name is spelled M-A-I-T-R-I, Maitri, but he goes by Mike. So Maitri or Mike Klinkosum. K-L-I-N-K-O-S-U-M.
Mike is the attorney. Mike Klamosen or whatever. I'm sorry, I'm very bad on these names. But you found proof this week that these recent court cases, and the court has set 4 dates for trial since December, is that right?
That's correct. And
so it's not the state of North Carolina. It's not the county, Franklin County, that's refusing to set court dates. It is this young man's own attorney, as far as we can see, who is refusing the court dates. And he is also the one who is pressing his client to accept a plea deal. Is that right?
I think he's working in collaboration with the DA's office, because only recently has Klinkosum started recording any objection to the court date in paper. Well, Shannon never had a court date, you know, after February the 20th. But from what I see thus far is he's working with the prosecution to continue refusing court dates, refusing trial dates. These are not just court dates. These are trial dates that he is refusing and trying to force my son to take a plea. And we know that
Has it ever occurred to your family to fire this attorney who's working as a prosecutor, and I understand he used to be a prosecutor. Is that right?
That's right. He's a former prosecutor, so he knows the games the prosecution plays, and you'd think that would work to Shannon's advantage, but what he has done is just fall back into step of being a prosecutor, and he's trying to crucify an innocent person. And that's
so
what
now,
he's doing.
This man, did it ever occur to you and your family to simply fire him and take him before the bar? Did that ever occur to you?
Yes. Shannon tried to fire him. Shannon tried to expressly say that I don't want you as an attorney anymore. And this man threatened my son with 30 years in jail if he tries to fire him as an attorney.
How could this man, a defense attorney, threaten him with 30 years in jail? How would he feel that he had any influence to give Shannon 30 years in jail, and his position is defense? How would he feel that he had that right, even if Shannon did fire him?
This is what happens. It's not that he has the right. It's that Shannon is naive and innocent, in these criminal matters. This Shannon is not a jailbird. He is not being in and out of jail all the time. He has no clue how the system works. So the attorney is using that to his maximum advantage. He can tell Shannon he can do anything, and Shannon will believe him, you know, until I can get to him or someone else can get to him.
Threatening his client that if you fire me, I will work with the prosecution to get you 30 years behind bars. Did he also say that to your sister who tried to fire him?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He said that to my sister.
He's threatening the family. He's not working in your son's behalf. And then he has your family under threat that if you terminate me, I will see that Shannon serves 30 years in jail. Is that what's happening?
That is exactly what is happening. That is exactly what is happening.
Now, let me ask you one other thing. Could it be that you and your family paid this man so much money for his representation of Shannon Nairobi that he does not want to let go that money he received? You paid him an exorbitant amount of money, I think more than most cases would require, especially with the witnesses that you had and even the victim who said that Shannon did not harm her but helped her. I think you paid this man an exorbitant amount of money, and he will not accept termination, but neither will he work for his client. How much money did you pay this guy?
We paid him a lot of money. We paid him, you know, enough to buy a house in this day and time.
Yes.
You know, it was a ridiculous amount. And what is going on now is that this man went ahead and had a wedding. He went ahead and got married in December of 2013. So I wonder how he paid for that wedding, you know. And
he
paid
for it with that retainer fee that y'all gave him, and it certainly was enough to buy a very nice house. So now this man refuses to get off the case, but he refuses to pee. You know, I'm from a town in Somerville, Tennessee, and we had a saying, either pee or get off the pot. He refuses to do either.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead and talk about the case. Go ahead and talk about the case in your own words. I want everyone to know that there are articles online, and we have published now this attorney's treachery. It is before the public, and that he is doing this. He has his family under threat that if they terminate him, he will see that Shannon gets 30 years behind bars, not for any crime Shannon did, but for terminating him. And so Miss Elizabeth Crudup is, she has actually proof that this man, M-A-I-T-R-I, Maitri, K-L-I-N-K-O-S-U-M, Klinkersum, requested a continuance. And that is why the trial that had been scheduled did not happen. It's because this man requested a continuance. Now, she's going to get a copy of the court docket and see how many times he's done this. The other young man that this happened to, his name was Terrell Scott. They kept him 4.5 years in Pennsylvania. And in that case, the district attorney and the defense attorney were taking turns. When the case would come up, one of them would press for continuance, the defense attorney. When it would come up again, the prosecutor would lie on court record and say that the defendant was unavailable for trial because he was in a mental hospital. This young man, Terrell Scott, had a mental condition. And so they used that, and they put off letting this young man go to trial for 4.5 years because his attorney was also working on him to sign a plea deal. So when you get attorneys who are working against their clients in criminal cases, it is truly horrendous what these men will, and perhaps women, will do to their own clients. Now, we know that segregation, isolation, separation, cellular, lockdown, supermax, the whole secure housing unit, whatever the name, solitary confinement should be banned by states as a punishment or extortion technique. That was said by the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture. His name is Juan E. Mendez. He told that to the General Assembly's Third Committee, which deals with social, humanitarian, and cultural affairs, saying that the practice could amount to torture. Now, a University of Michigan neuroscientist suggested that the physical impact on the brain could be just as significant, if not more so, and could dramatically change the brain in just a matter of days. Speaking on a panel about solitary confinement, the neuroscientist said a number of other studies have documented how each of the factors involved in solitary confinement changed the physical shape of the brain. So these people have Shannon Nairobi in solitary confinement in order to drive him insane, in order to drive him to the point where he has no alternative in his own mind but to sign a plea deal. And that would get them out of their situation, which is having arrested a black person, the only black person in the area, when the witnesses said a white man did the shooting. Even the witness, even the victim, said that Shannon did not shoot her. So their only alternative, if they were to make this false allegation stick, is to break Shannon down through mental distress, through torture, and make him sign a plea deal. So we're going to listen to his mother now. The article I invite you to read is called Matri Klinkerson Blocks Nairobi Trial. He's blocking his trial. It's the first article in my Free Speak blog. Ms. Crudup, I also added the video that you did for your son Shannon asking for help. That is a wonderful video, and you give good information about it, and I ask everybody to please look at it. It's on the first article on top in my Free Free Speak, S-P-E-A-K, blog. We also put a copy of this man, Klinkerson, his request for continuance, and you're going to get the court docket and see how often or if this has been happening throughout the entire year and a half. We don't know that it has at this point. So you just go ahead and speak to the audience about it. We had planned a demonstration in front of courthouses throughout the nation. We invited people to go to the courthouse in their own area on March 17th, which is not this Monday, it's a week from Monday, and protest the wrongful incarceration of Shannon Nairobi at your own courthouse. Protest this young man being held in indefinite detention without trial with his Sixth Amendment rights withheld. But now today, I think it was just the last couple of days, we found out that it's his own defense attorney putting in for continuances. So if this man will accept his termination as Shannon Nairobi's attorney so that the court can hire a public defender or another attorney come through for Shannon. Nobody else can help Shannon as long as he's holding this position as Shannon's defense attorney. We're going to attempt to fire him again. So hold off on the demonstration until we see if this man will accept his termination, because he hasn't accepted it when Shannon fired him. He didn't accept it when Shannon's aunt, who paid him the family's money, fired him. So if he will accept his termination, it may not be necessary to do demonstrations, since he is the one that we know of that is keeping this case from going to trial. Go ahead, ma'am, and have your say, and you also have other callers on the line who might want to ask questions.
Definitely. You know, I said we heard from Shannon yesterday. Shannon is no longer scared. He's had enough, you know, and he knows he's innocent, but letters of encouragement, if people can continue to send those in, I will post it on Miss Mary Neal's Facebook page or Facebook links for Shannon's story. Please write to Shannon letters and words of encouragement. That's the only hope he has out there. And I know that he's getting them. He said he's getting the letters. So then let him have letters. So please write. Write to Shannon in the jailhouse in Franklin County.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and look at that address so that we can call it on the air. But right now, if you like, I could accept some of these callers who might have a question or comment for you. Is that all
Definitely.
Right?
That is fine.
Okay, are you at 6704?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, 8157, you're on the air.
Yes, how are you doing, Ms. May?
8157, you're on the air. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. How are you doing, Ms. May?
I'm doing well.
Hello?
Thank you.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I was just listening on your show. Of course, I visited time to time. But concerning Shannon Nairobi, like I said, I've been following this ever since the young man been incarcerated. And it's starting to look all political to me since it's election time right about now. I'm figuring this is why he's all of a sudden able to make phone calls and things like this, because believe it or not, the sheriff is running for election, and I figure now's the time to turn it up full blast on him, so to speak, through the media and whatnot, get the word out, let people know the extent that he held this young man in. That's pretty much what I wanted to say today. Yes.
So this sheriff who lost his election a couple of few years ago, they hired another sheriff. The people elected a different sheriff.
Correct.
The county commission, as I understand, got rid of the people's choice for sheriff and reappointed this sheriff, Sheriff Jones. And now
Correct.
You're telling me that Sheriff Jones is going to run for re-election?
Yes, ma'am. Shannon's last court date, the sheriff was at the courthouse campaigning, so to speak. You know, and I'm not saying it was in your face type thing towards Shannon, but it goes to show you how serious he's really taking this election. People are starting to notice some of the things that the unjust things that goes on there under his watch. Like I said, I figured that it would be now time to put him on full blast on media and everywhere else, because this individual, really, I always had the utmost respect for the law to a certain extent. This individual, it just seems plain outright that this man is corrupt. And it's going to take the people and the voters to put this man out of office.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is that the people, the voters, as you say, have done that before. But the county commission did fire the people's choice and put this man back as sheriff on appointment. And now, according to what your information is, he's preparing to run for the sheriff's office again. And he's grandstanding on the neck of a black person that he arrested for a crime that actually a white person did, according to the witnesses, and a young man who is absolutely innocent with no criminal background, who graduated from high school on time, who was working, and who was about to go into the military. He rubbed a grandstand on a black child's neck than to arrest a Caucasian who actually shot this woman. Even with whose victim said it was not Shannon.
And who's very possibly related to the sheriff. Keep in mind, this is the young Caucasian male. The rumor has it all over Franklin County that the individual that actually done the crime is related to the sheriff, possibly even his son or grandson.
Is that right? Well,
yes,
this
ma'am.
Is something that Credup had told me initially, that the white young man who did this, four young men, are possibly related to the sheriff, Sheriff Brown, there in Franklin County. Now, we have this defense attorney who is working with those guys to try to railroad Shannon, and the easiest way out for them, for these highly, more than likely, very racially prejudiced men in Franklin County, the only way out for them now is to get Shannon to lie on himself, because they're grandstanding on his neck for their political campaigns. They're grandstanding on this young man's neck, and the only way out for them is to prevent the case from going to trial, but look like they got the right person. And the only way that can possibly happen is if they break Shannon down and make him lie on himself. Is that the way you see it?
Yes, and so it's a catch-22 situation. You know, that's exactly right, Miss Mary. And he also could benefit from having Shannon locked up by, I'm quite sure he's a holder of the stocks and bonds concerning jailhouse inmates. That's a big thing when it comes to attorneys and even possibly some judges. You know, they are, a lot of them is stockholders in the prisoner system. You know, I actually looked at
that. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. And like I say, it needs to be a bill introduced to the point that maybe law enforcement can't receive stocks in the prison system. That would make it go a lot better for the African Americans in North Carolina. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. Thank you, sir. You are
quite
so right. It seems to be a conflict of interest when your defense attorneys, when your prosecutors, when your judges, and even when your lawmakers, even the ones making laws and who are continually pushing for tougher laws on crime, I believe if we check, we find out that most of those people have a conflict of interest because they themselves are prison stockholders. And that's what you suggested regarding what's going on in Franklin County. Ms. Elizabeth Crudup, what are your thoughts on that?
I believe that is true. It's just a money-making business for them, a money-making endeavor. They have found a commodity, and that is the black labor or the labor of people who do not have an adequate defense, and they take them in there and they put them into these jail houses, and you always wonder who benefits from the money that the products that are made and sold, who benefits, who profits from those things that the people make in jail, or that labor that the prisoners provide in jail. I bet if we followed the money, we'd find a lot of these judicial people in there as the end benefactors of the labor.
All right. Well, thank you for your opinion on that, Ms. Crudup. I have Shannon Modi's address from your website for whomever is willing to write to Shannon and encourage him. Let him know that unless his attorney will accept his termination and get out of the way of justice, that we will go to the courthouses in our own area with signs that say justice for Shannon Nyamodi on March 17th. Shannon's address is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, Nyamodi, N-Y-A-M-O-D-I. He's at 285 T Kemp Road. That's just the letter T with a period, K-E-M-P, Kemp Road. Lewisburg, L-O-U-I-S-B-U-R-G, North Carolina, 27549. And you can see that yourself if you just simply go to Shannon Nyamodi's website, and it is at Elizabeth, that's his mother's first name, period, Wix, W-I-X, period, com/Shannon. The easy way to get to that is to go to my blog. It's called Free, F-R-E-E, Speak, S-P-E-A-K, blog, B-L-O-G, Free Speak blog, and get the link to the website, and from there you can get Shannon's address. Also, please take today's link to this radio show and send it out to everyone who's in your online network. Don't leave people wondering what's going on with Shannon Nyamodi. Part of the mystery is solved now. His own attorney is working against him and is putting in for a continuance rather than accepting the court dates that are being offered by the state of North Carolina. His own attorney threatens Shannon and threatens the women in his family, saying that if you fire me, you will certainly go to jail for 30 years because I will work with the prosecutor against you, as though he's not already doing that. What do you think about that, Ms. Elizabeth Crudup? Did he say you would get 30 years talking to Shannon because he's going to work with the prosecution against Shannon if he's terminated? Is that your understanding?
That is what, not only my understanding, but that is Shannon's understanding of the situation. I pray that he is seeing the light now, that he sees that this man has no power over his life, and he'll be able to step out and do the right thing and fire this attorney. This attorney has, if his act is not illegal, it is at least immoral, what he has tried to do to Shannon Nyamodi. But we believe that if we continue to spread the word about what is going on, they will be forced to do the right thing and abide by the laws and release my son, because the laws of this nation...
Well, what he's doing is certainly unethical, and it's got to be illegal for some of his defense attorney to hold them more or less like a slave owner. Shannon has been there almost 2 years. I mean, what does he expect, to have 12 years of slave? You know? I mean, this man is holding Shannon like a slave owner for something that Shannon didn't do. Sir, would you like to have a final word about this? Okay, Elizabeth, would you like to have a final word to the audience?
Yes, I just want to say thank you again, and everyone, please spread the word and write to Shannon. Write to Shannon, encourage him, let him know that he's going to be all right. We're going to get him out. We're going to get him out. We just hang in there a little bit longer where we're working fervently to get him out. Also, I had heard from the Harvard Law School Criminal Justice Institute, if people can look them up online, I don't have the information handy, but look them up online, give them a call, give the director a call, and tell them to take on, they're aware about it, they have his file, but we need them to act now. We need them to act now, not a month from now or a year from now. We need them to act now and come down here and see Shannon and proceed to get him released from jail.
Well, once we get rid of his present, the best